This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. It's 6:40 in the morning, and here comes the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Woo. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They gave extra financial support to employees who can't work from home because they continue to provide essential service in their branches and offices. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. All right. So yesterday was pretty perfect. I think in most places weather-wise, and really nice. We should see another really nice day again today. Like, not quite as hot.
More of these.
We had a fire by my house yesterday.
Oh, no.
So it was a trip because I knew of it because I was hearing helicopters.
Oh, my God.
And they stomped that thing out fast.
Like, good.
You could tell that this, they pulled out everything right away. So
same thing happened a couple of days ago here. There was a bunch of helicopters overhead.
And
it was South San Francisco. You know,
yes,
the big sign.
I saw that the sign, right?
Uh-huh. Exactly. Right around that this grass fire, I guess. And I saw the plume of smoke going up and I was like, oh, so I went online and checked it out. But it was because the helicopters were just like hanging.
Yeah. Oh, I think I read that some kids started that.
Great.
Well, that's, you know, unfortunately.
Right.
That's kind of kids sometimes. Although when they said it was, oh, right by the sign, I went, does anybody really want that sign?
It's our version of Hollywood.
I like the sign.
Yeah. Oh, that's our version of Hollywood? Really?
I don't know.
Come on.
But, you know, it's
the industrial city.
Here, yeah.
I think it's the biotech town, though, or it's the town of the dead. Isn't Colma the town of the dead?
Colma's the town of the dead, yeah.
Yeah, and isn't that South San Francisco, basically?
I guess they're different, right? I
mean, it's trying to differentiate itself from the town of the dead, Vinny.
Listen, no offense meant. I just thought, I don't know that I don't want to see anything burn, but I'm not sure the sign's the reason why. Anyway, in the World Series, the Dodgers won last night, and there's another game tonight. That's game two. So there's that. I wanted to mention this because it's actually for all of the people in California who've put out some effort, worn their masks, stayed home and laid low. And I know not all of you have done that, but we're looking pretty good right now. As what they're basically saying is coronavirus spreading uncontrollably in much of the U.S., but not in California. And if you look at the map that's been posted in the Chronicle this morning, the uncontrolled spread is through most of the states in the United States. The only green states include Vermont and Maine. Those are states where they're trending better, but there's only two of those. That's the green is the, I guess, the best you can
go
get
in the right
on
direction
this scale.
Or something.
Right. And yellow is the next best, and that's California and Oregon, and it looks like New York and New Hampshire. Okay. Which one's closest to Maine? Is that New Hampshire?
New Hampshire.
Yeah. That's yellow as well. But California, and Hawaii is also doing well. So more than half of all states now fall into the uncontrolled spread category as we head into winter with this pandemic. And you see colleges are all pulling back now and telling everybody, yet again, you got to shelter in place. This is to the kids who were on campus. Stay where you are. California, by contrast, is one of 8 states where transmission is decreasing or flat. So go, California. Keep up the good work.
Good job.
Yep. And we're getting to see more businesses open, and we're getting to see people going and eating indoors, which I think most of us have missed.
Yeah.
So, you know, the improved behavior. And one of the things they mention in this long article, and it's long, but it's about, you know, we went through a month where the fires and the air quality was so bad that plenty of people stayed in. Because of that, right. And they're saying it's not necessarily because you stayed in, because staying in is where a lot of the spreading happens. When you have people over and stay in, that's where you're getting it in these close quarters. So it's not necessarily the bad air that brought us into a – it's just wearing your mask, doing the right thing, doing right by your neighbors. So anyway, the news here in California is good. The end.
Great. Good job, California.
Uh-huh. Yep. No doubt. I'm proud of us. All right. So a new survey ranked the 20 most important inventions of all time.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Of all time. The 20 most important inventions of all time.
Right. So at the top, now this is all time. So you got to remember that electricity is the important ingredient to just about everything
Other inventions.
So
is that
was
number one.
Or they
How about
say,
the telephone?
They say electricity, or technically harnessing electricity, is number one. The telephone's number two. Vaccines, number three. The light bulb.
Sure.
The internet comes in at 5. TV, computers, cars, anesthesia,
plumbing?
They say. Airplanes.
Well, plumbing's been around.
Well,
what's that?
Yeah, he was saying plumbing. But plumbing's been around since like ancient Rome, right? Didn't they have some plumbing going on there?
Did they?
They did. The aqueduct, and then it would, you know, you could have running water in your house. And
radio came in at number 11 on the list, which is nice.
Radio's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe TV beat radio. Come on. Radio.
Well, anyway, so I'd like
people
to see.
People like their pictures.
I like to see radio still making the list. Cameras came in the top 20. The printing press, clocks, optical lenses.
Ah, sure.
We take those for granted, but I'm
sure
suddenly
do.
Finding myself more and more needing.
Right. When you're a kid, you're like, who needs those?
Right.
Well, us old people, and you'll be here someday. It happens faster than you think.
The compass, boats, helicopters, and tractors, all
boats.
Of the top 20 inventions.
Boats, helicopters, and tractors.
Mm-hmm. This one's fun. I like this one.
All right.
You know, I had a dominatrix, or did I have a dominatrix, or did she
you
have
sure
me?
Did.
I'm not sure.
You,
that lady
you.
Kicked the crap out of me, though, and I
and
still have nightmares
kicking the crap
about
out of you, she tickled you with a feather, and you lost your mind. Got it?
And drove over me in the Alice van.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
This
sounds
story.
Like a real bitch.
Takes on a life
She
of
wasn't
own.
Nice. No, you're right, Bryn. Oh, she was God. Really jerky. Anyway... I'm sure this is how Whole Foods started before, you know, before they spread through the country and then sold to Amazon. This is a high-end luxury health food grocer in LA. I think it's called Erewhon. Erewhon. Erewhon?
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Erewhon Market in LA. It's a luxury grocer where they, you know, have organic everything and
Sounds
all kinds
great.
Of different cleanses and, you know, a $7 hard-boiled egg. You know,
$7.
All the
best
good
egg
stuff,
ever.
Right?
Right.
Anyway, a 21-year-old dominatrix went there with her human dog.
Oh.
So here's the picture of her walking into the grocery store. She has her mask on and she's in black. You know, very Jane-ish type outfit.
Yeah.
And then the man
the dog.
Is held by a leash
mm-hmm.
in a gimp mask,
mm-hmm.
and he's walking on all fours right into the store there.
Is he naked? Because
no.
Dogs don't wear clothes, as you know.
Do you see that?
So did they say, sorry, no dogs allowed?
No, that they actually rolled with it at the store there for a minute. I think there was a point, though, where they say she bought an overpriced smoothie and then took the guy out onto the patio, fed him out of a dog bowl, and then whipped him because he tried to touch her. The dog did.
Oh.
At that point, security said, "We're getting very uncomfortable with this show, what you're up to here."
And
in
this
our store.
Guy, he's got no knee pad. You know how it's actually quite difficult to crawl like that as an adult. I don't see knee pads. It's
yes, as the resident horsey ride in my house, I'm very familiar with the traveling on hands and knees.
And it's a cement floor. That looks so painful. All I can think about is, oh, that poor man. But I guess he's doing what she wants him to do.
He's willingly gone to her for this exercise.
Punishment, sure.
So she's, we were asked to leave by security after we had checked out. And they said, you know, we respect what you're trying to do, but we're going to have to ask you to leave. She says, we left immediately, but. And then she just goes on, but this was a scene at the grocery store. So I'm curious, is it wrong? It's not porno and everybody's dressed. So is it wrong?
It feels like something that should be a little more private than the grocery. It sort of cheapens it, that experience to walk that dog. And also, I don't really want to have to explain to my kids that there are, I don't know. I feel like I would love to see that. And I have to admit, I'd check it out and I'd follow it around. But I guess if I had a kid in my cart, I'd be a little bit more like, oh, God, now I got to explain about somehow. And then my kid's like, I want to be a dog. I want to, you know, now I'm like, what, try to teach my kid to catch a Frisbee in his mouth. Like, I don't understand why this has to go out in public. I'm for anything you want to do inside your house. It's that if you are into it, go. All more power to you. What do you think?
The Dom community seems torn. While there are people who say that most audiences are not in a position of offering consent here. So you've forced this scene onto them.
Right.
While they're in the middle of trying to just, you know, grab a couple cantaloupes.
Yeah. And now they're having to pat your dog.
Or just, you know.
What if your dog's like jumping up on people, like begging for a scrap or something? You know how dogs are. God, they're
so bad. There are people who say, look, they haven't, you know, the audience there hasn't given you consent to do this stuff. It shouldn't be done. Others say, it's legal. Do whatever you want. You're not hurting anybody.
Yeah, she's not. But it does. I'm so torn because as the jerk that I am, I totally want to see this and follow it around. But I can see where people would not like it.
Yeah,
is it wrong, though? I don't know. I don't know what's for it's wrong. I'm interested in what weird people are doing.
I would say that it should be kept at home myself, but
yeah.
I'm a guy who's done radio bits all over the place in times. I remember I lost a bet and had to put on a bikini and go ride the roller coaster in Mission Beach in San Diego. I put the bikini on and you could see all my stuff from a side view. So I had to turn the bikini around so that I had full coverage over my chaunch and friends. But then, and you know, friends. Of course, the skinny side now is going up my butt cheeks.
Well, better that than the chaunch view.
Right. And I'm wearing the top and I'm waiting in line. And of
course, people didn't ask for that. They didn't give consent for that, Vinny.
That's... And it's a total scene. And of course, I'm on at the time. So it's, you know, I'm not quiet.
Oh, boy. Of course you're not.
And so when I think about that, I go, well, look, that was a radio emergency. It had to happen. I mean, I had to pay off my bet and it had to be done on the air. Then again, there you are from, you know, Arizona visiting San Diego for the weekend. And now you're like, I just saw something I can't unsee.
And I'm always going to know about it and I'm always going to see it.
Right.
So, yeah. I don't know. I really feel like people should be a little more resilient, but I can see, like, just deal with it. Who cares? People are doing their thing. But I can see if you've got a kid in the cart and now they want to play doggy at home and you're like, this is so wrong.
Yeah. Well, and it's not even if they want to play doggy. It's like, why is that man doing that?
Well, what are you going to say? You have to say, because some guys like to play doggy. That's,
I guess.
Well, there are women who will bind you up and put you in leather clothing and then beat you. Like, you don't tell, like, what if your daughter, what if Isla saw this and she started asking questions? Like, what would you tell her?
Well, I'd come up with something, but you're right. That's exactly it. And right now, it's not my oldest. It's my youngest that is, it's the nonstop, and I mean nonstop. I don't know if you understand what I mean when I say nonstop. It's nonstop questions. What's that? What's this? What's that? What's this? It's, you just, oh, my head.
You give her your phone and say, Google it, kid.
Oh, my God.
Learn how to read and Google it.
What's that? What's this? What's that? What's that? Oh. But it's the age. It's two.
Yes,
I'm sure Cameron's either just over it or still smack dab.
She's still around there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's, what's that? Oh.
What you doing, Daddy? What you doing?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. The whipping is the problem. Whipping a dog, real or not, is wrong.
Okay. Oh, so it's animal abuse. My mom's freaking out. She's like, it is wrong. What's the matter with you? Where the F is society sunk to that anybody has to think about whether it's wrong? I don't know, Ma. You know, you're the free country, lady. Give me freedom.
Someone wrote in 4 and 5 says, Erewhon is nowhere spelled backwards. The LA store has been there since at least the 70s.
Oh, look at that.
That's fun.
That's great. Erewhon.
Nowhere. Yeah, I didn't pick up on that at all. Good job, everybody. Yay, California, says 415. Now if we can keep people coming here, to spread it, it would be fantastic. Yeah, I don't.
So they're being hilarious. Okay.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Or something.
Riverside County.
We can keep people from coming here to spread it.
Mm.
Like, you know, people from
so
out
they
of state
they missed a word one way or the other. I think they're. I got the point. Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Who won $20,000 in the Bahamas and lives in Vegas for 30 years and is doing a Tiger King show? I missed the who.
Nick Cage. Sorry. You know, I'm in the middle of the story. Sometimes I don't even say that who is. What did I start my first story with? Like, so this guy went to, like, who now? What?
Monica from Friends. So
yeah, Monica from Friends.
He
started... flew.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, you're lucky if I ever say the name.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, today is Back to the Future Day, Vinny, of all days. And so I'm going to start with... what if this guy had played Marty McFly? It's interesting. Oh. I have his audition tape after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.